The Protectors of the Wood episode series, episode number 22. In the middle of the afternoon, Geraldine walked into the toy store.
I'm sent here on party business, but I was looking in the window outside and thought maybe I could ask for something personal as well.
You've been helping me over my whole life. It would be wonderful if I could do something for you.
Well, let's take the official business first. Penny remembers there are chairs and tables here at the store and hopes we can borrow them. I told her it wasn't fair to ask you on your first day of work, but she insists and wanted to come herself. So as a compromise, I took the mission and asked her to stay away. It's perfectly okay to refuse. I mean, I'm just doing my duty.
Well, let me see. How can we handle this? Yes, I have an idea. Let's talk to Gilligan.
She led the way to Gilligan at the cash register.
Dr. Bear, thanks for coming in. What can we do for you?
She looked nervously over to Phoebe.
It's about the party. I forgot to mention it yesterday.
Oh, the party. Your mother called me a few days ago. Yes. That'll be tonight, wouldn't it? I told her I'd be there, but it slipped my mind with all that we're doing here.
I have an idea. You know, the party is supposed to be a welcome home party for me, and it turns out that my mother and sister have invited the whole town. By the time we arrive after closing the store tonight, a real mob will be there. Now, here's what I'm thinking. They're going to offer me a toast or something, and I'll probably have to say a few words and...
Phoebe paused and looked at Gilligan.
Why don't I announce that, as of today, I'm working for you at the store? I'll invite all the guests to visit soon and buy items on sale and enroll in art classes and bring the children for activities. What do you think?
Oh.
Gilligan paused, considering the idea.
Oh, and another thing. Penny needs chairs and tables for the party. We can load some in Geraldine's car and bring a few more when we arrive, just as a gesture of goodwill.
She looked hopefully at Gilligan. The corners of Geraldine's mouth were quivering with a smile as Gilligan stared at Phoebe.
I see what you're getting at. It seems worth a try. What do you think, Dr. Bear?
I think it's a splendid idea. You have no idea how many people will be there by 8 o'clock, and Phoebe's the guest of honor. I'm sure she'll take full advantage of it. You'll build your business.
Okay, then. But about these classes and such, we don't have any.
We will soon. I'll be putting up signs today. People will be joining classes next week.
But who will teach them?
I will. Don't worry. I helped my mother organize painting and drawing activities for years. Now, that was mostly for children. But for adults, my mother will volunteer to help. And you know, she has a reputation now that she's showing and selling paintings in Evansville. Did you know they're arranging a show for her in River City? And by the way, Geraldine, remind me tonight to ask my mother for a couple of paintings to show here at the store.
Gilligan looked from Phoebe to Geraldine and back again. He appeared to be unsure if these new prospects were indeed serious and not some kind of joke being played on him. Phoebe seemed too young and glib to be trustworthy. But here was Dr. Bear, the very image of responsibility, obviously believing and supporting every word.
Okay, where do we go from here?
I think we can fit at least a dozen folding chairs into Geraldine's car.
No, I'll send Jim over with the Jeep. My car is built for comfort, you know. I've treated it tenderly all these years.
Of course. Sorry, Geraldine. Let Jim bring the Jeep. A much better idea.
The matter was settled. Phoebe walked Geraldine out onto the sidewalk and waited for her to speak.
So, Phoebe, if you've got a minute, I want to ask you. I've always admired your mother's painting, and I've been wondering if there's any way I could learn even a little bit of skill like that. And now I hear you're forming classes. Would it be okay if I join?
It would make me extremely happy if you would join.
You know, I won't be any good. I'm the worst kind of amateur. You probably don't know what my life is like. I work and I work, and then on weekends I wake up and I don't know what to do with myself. It's been a relief to me this year to meet Penny on Sunday mornings. But later in the day, I feel bored and lonely, unless I get called to work. It's my sad secret. I just haven't known what to do. But then a few minutes ago, I saw a sign in the window, and it caught my eye.
Which one?
Enjoy yourself. Make a picture today.
You're on, Geraldine. Saturday afternoon painting sessions. We can do it. I'll get you started, and then I'm sure my mother will take an interest.
So you're really serious?
Phoebe looked into the kindly eyes of her family doctor and felt for the first time her responsibility in this role reversal.
Dr. Bear really needs me, and I'm just winging it here. But so help me God, I'll make something happen.
Phoebe smiled at Geraldine.
I'll do my best.
After Geraldine's departure, the store began to feel empty again. Phoebe busied herself creating a reading corner for children near the left display window at the front. Gilligan sat with his book behind the cash register and tried to read, but finally looked up nervously at the slightest noise. He gave up and tossed the book on the counter.
I just don't know if this is ever going to—
You know, Dr. Bear will be joining our first painting class, 1 o'clock next Saturday. She'll be buying a stretch canvas, oil paints, brushes, turpentine, and such. We're going to have to stretch and gesso a few canvases. Plus, we need a new sign announcing the class. I'll be cleaning out the back room and setting up easels for our students. How much should we charge?
And you really think people will come in for this?
Well, Dr. Bear is already committed, and the party tonight will be filled with admirers of my mother's work.
You don't say. Well, why don't you make the sign? Let me clean out the back room. I've been planning to do it for weeks.
Half an hour later, Phoebe heard the little bells attached to the front door jingle and looked up to see Jeremy walk into the store. He stopped and looked about, hands in his pockets, thin shoulders slouched forward.
Jeremy!
Well, well. So this is a toy store. Nice. Nothing quite like it anywhere.
Phoebe scrambled out from behind the counter.
Geraldine asked me to pick up the tables. Party business, she said.
Ah, of course. I didn't realize you were in on this.
I asked for the job.
Well, let's get going. Follow me. Gilligan, I'll be carrying tables.
In a moment, they were each maneuvering a long, white folding table up the basement stairs and out across the courtyard. Jeremy stopped on the sidewalk and looked proudly at the gigantic blue and white tow truck parked in front. A few young boys were also admiring it, and one had the daring to climb aboard for a closer look. Phoebe stared at the truck in surprise.
Hasn't that been in Jim's back garage for years?
Well, just 2 years, he tells me. But we need that garage for a car wash now. And this truck will help us pick up more jobs. So I decided to get it going. This is my very first test run. You know, it's an ex-River City Police tow truck. Could tow a bus. Nice, huh?
Yeah, totally. I see you're drumming up some business.
Absolutely. I can't let you get too far ahead. Gotta keep up with your pace. You know, you move fast.
Phoebe smiled.
I never thought I'd see this old monster running. Just an impractical idea of Jim's, I thought. It's been collecting dust way more than 2 years. Nice. I can't believe it.
Jeremy beamed. A small crowd had collected around the truck.
Okay, guys, back off.
Jeremy swung his table to lay it down across the back of the truck on the metal platform covering the four huge back wheels, and then reached for Phoebe's table and did the same.
Now what's this all about?
Chester Peterson? Good to see you again. We're moving tables to my sister's house for the party tonight. I hope you're going to be there. Bring your family and friends. 12 Main Street.
We're all coming. Fred's market wagon is already there. We're selling vegetables and peaches and eggs and chickens in your yard.
Then Chester paused and looked around suspiciously.
I wouldn't pass up the chance to see your father again. I've got questions to ask him.
Okay.
Phoebe was not sure how to handle Chester's conspiratorial air.
So tell me, what brings you to town these days?
I'm helping Sammy, of course. We're expanding the shelving, reorganizing the coffee shop.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. Well, we've got to get back to the tables and chairs to carry. It's going to be a busy day.
As Phoebe turned to walk back inside, a voice called out to her. George Thompson was approaching from across the street. He jogged over to the tow truck, coming up close to Phoebe.
I just heard you were working at the toy store again. Is that true?
Yep. I started yesterday.
Phoebe gave George a smile and another quick survey. He looked good in dark jeans, thin at the ankle, and a short-sleeved button-down white shirt with the Scudder's logo. He smiled in a charming way, but his voice was hesitant, and like the day before, there was something about him that seemed sad to Phoebe. He looked right into her eyes and said,
I just want you to know, I'm so glad to hear it. Congratulations.
He held up his hand for a high five.
Oh, thanks.
Phoebe felt herself blush. She wanted to say she knew he'd been working at the toy store, but then she was afraid he would take it as a reference to his being laid off, and in the confusion of her thoughts, time went by, where they just stared at each other. Finally, Jeremy, standing next to Phoebe, shifted his weight and gently, almost accidentally, nudged her with his elbow. She grabbed the opportunity to introduce him as if it were a life preserver in the open ocean.
George, I don't know if you've met Jeremy? Jim and Glenda's cousin? Jeremy, this is my old friend George. His parents own Miracle's gift shop.
They shook hands and smiled.
So, what are you guys up to? I'm on my lunch hour. We're carrying tables and chairs to my truck for tonight's party. Let me help you. I've got time.
Sure.
Phoebe found herself outside the conversation as George and Jeremy continued talking.
Nice wheels. You fixed this yourself? I did.
Jeremy accepted the admiration of the small crowd as his rightful due.
You know, Jim mentioned to me someone named George who plays guitar. Any chance that's you? You play?
They looked at each other in a new light and slapped hands.
I'm in between bands.
George was enthusiastic.
College and job broke us up. Let's get together.
Phoebe stared at them, hitting it off with mixed feelings. It was hard to be ignored. And she was the one on the clock with a boss inside.
Hey, let's go. We've got work to do.
Passers-by continued to collect, and some of them spilled into the courtyard and finally into the store. Gilligan was ringing up a sale as Phoebe, Jeremy, and George walked through on their way to the basement.
Phoebe, I need your help over here.
Sorry, guys. Keep it going. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening. The next episode is coming soon. To find all the episodes, check out www.protectorsofthewood.com.
It's bitter cold on the darkest night, and the wind swept through the town. There was screaming in the labor room and nurses all around. With your big round eyes and solemn face, you were light as a feather. Dreams we dream together. dreams we dream together. The city blocks had people there. I remember now their names. In Middletown, Crimbly Trimble and his friends all still remain. As the nights ran by, the story grew as deep and dark as a river. The dreams we dream together. The dreams we dream together. The children appeared on the field one day. It was a bright September morn. They found adventure waiting there, and a brand new world was born. It was a world I knew and could share with you, and wish could live forever. The dreams we dream together. A city there, on that field so wide, made of people, not of things, a city all outside, that all who heard could see it there, with life that lives forever. The dreams we dream together. Lives forever. Dreams we dream. Together.